Glory to Jesus Christ. I was listening to a podcast called Behind the Kitchen Table in order to prepare for today's beautiful day, the day of the baptism. It is a podcast where my wife and I record a casual discussion and reflection on the words of St. Theophan the Recluse. We chose St. Theophan when we started to record because we knew we were expecting our firstborn. And well, we especially chose him because St. Theophan does not mess around. He's tough. He gives a wonderful and humbling words about raising children. And because of that, because of his toughness, we chose him as our spiritual father to guide us in our parenting. So I went back and I listened to a few podcasts because I was searching for a specific example that I have used, and I found it. And that is the example of a white garment that is given to every baptized Christian during baptism. St. Theophan talks about the white garment we receive at the baptism. We receive a physical white garment at our baptism, as you saw Stephen David receive, but also a spiritual one, which allows us to be recognized by the heavenly and earthly beings. That is such a beautiful image. The child is dunked, and then immediately the child is clothed in a pure white garment. The priest does it as a symbolism. But what is really happening, God recognizes the child and God clothed the child with his grace. The garment stays with the child forever until his last breath. See, if we had the gift to see the heavenly realm, we would get to see our garment, our baptismal garment that was granted to us by God at the day of our baptism. So now let's think of an example. Let's imagine a person, and that person is wearing a white t-shirt and white pants. And that person decides to wear the same white shirt and pants for a whole week, not changing it for another one, but one shirt, one pant, 24/7, every single day for a week. And they decide to wash their clothes after a whole week, 7 days. The water would be gross. Now let's say that the same person says, you know what? It's actually not that dirty. I can wear the same outfit for a month without washing it. Can we imagine how dirty the outfit would be and the smell? We would not want to get close to that person. How about a year? I will wash my outfit after 1 year. I don't think I would be friends with that person. I would probably just want to tell them, you're dirty, you stink, keep your distance. Or I would just avoid that person altogether. Kind of ridiculous example, but is it? What if we change a few things in this example? What if the pure white outfit is our baptismal garment, and the time is the frequency of our confession, and the dirt and smell are our sins? And this example should give us some question to ask ourselves. What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to follow the church's minimum, which is to come once a year? Is it enough cleansing of the garment? Maybe it will be sufficient, cleaned sufficiently. Or is it better for me to come once a month? Or is there a desire to come as often as possible because there is that desire to have the garment pure, white, and clean? Or come as often as needed? But at the end of the day, it is up to us to see what we desire. When faith becomes legalistic, there is very little progress in the spiritual life and very little sharpening of the conscience, which reveal to us our sinfulness and our unfaithfulness towards the commandments of Christ. We have to be flexible and open in our faith to be able to recognize the movement of our soul. Sometimes we need to come as very often, and sometimes not as much. But that is what is so beautiful about our faith. The movement of the soul creates growth and stability in our spiritual life. When there is a regular confession, the conscience is moving towards being clearer and sharper. And then we start to understand our unfaithfulness towards the commandments. And we try and we want to get rid of everything that's causing us to sin. It's cause and effect, effect and cause. Frequent confession reveals roots of passions that are rooted deep in our heart, which makes our heart unable to beat for God, which is unable to love God. It makes it hard for God to even enter our heart. Through the constant repeating of the confession, the person slowly starts to uproot the sin from their heart, making more and more room for Christ. During baptism, we give a God promise, a promise that we will keep His commandments, and through keeping the commandments, we will keep the garment pure, white, and clean. In the example that I gave you, the person who wore the shirt for a week, month, or a year, when it came time to wash that outfit, the quantity of detergent, hot water, and other things changed with the dirtiness of the shirt, of the outfit. The longer we wait to clean our outfit, garment, the more work it takes to get it completely clean. Hard work and sometimes suffering. The deeper the sin, the more time and effort we need to uproot it. I remember my grandpa, he passed away a few months ago. He took me to his garden, and he pulled a stick, a tree, which was about half an inch thick. And he told me, see, if I wait for another year, that stick will be quarter of an inch, three quarters of an inch thick. And I'll have to have put more effort into pulling it out. So it is the same thing with us. We have to pull out the roots of sins out before they get too big. It's easier to pull the small tree, sapling, than a huge 20-inch tree that you need tools to get it. But the beauty of the confession is this: your spiritual father or father confessor, or even parish priest, will guide you through the whole process, not just during confession, but the outside of confession too. Sometimes it requires a change of daily routines, habits to fight that passion. He might tell you that you need to come more often to confession in order to start to find out what the root is, and then start uprooting the sin. And then he will give you, as I call it, medicine or detergent, or sometimes a penance, some say. They will make your garment clean and hopefully somewhat clean until your next confession. Look, our ultimate goal in our life is when we die, is to present ourselves with a pure white garment. Our love towards God reflects the purity and cleanliness of our baptismal garment. when we repent and confess our sins, heaven rejoices. And I wish we could see it. And I'm sure that saints and the angels, along with God, throw a little party. He's back. He or she was spiritually dead, and now they are alive again. Doesn't it remind us of a Sunday of Prodigal Son? Tomorrow starts Great Lent. Let's try to make an effort to start cleansing our baptismal robe and to work on keeping it clean more and more through the mystery of Holy Confession. So then when the Holy Resurrection comes, we are joyfully ready to welcome Christ in our pure white garment. You know, I want to say a couple of words to godparents and parents. Today, you promised God that you will take care of little Stephen. According to Saint Theophan, the beginning years are the most important years where you mold him into Christian. He should see you pray. He should see you, that you use your prayer corner as often as you can. He should see you approach the prayer corner every time there is some kind of a burden in your life, that you are putting all of your burdens on Christ and Theotokos. He should see you that prayer is like breathing to you, that there is nothing more important than that. For now, you should read him scriptures every single day, and catechism, and wisdom from the church fathers. We might not think that it's a necessity, but it is. All these things form the heart that will beat for Christ stronger every single day. And when he's able to read by himself, he needs to know that reading scriptures, catechism, and fathers is a daily practice of each Christian in order to have healthy spiritual life. Do not put your trust that when he grows up, he will be able to choose right. 98% of his faith will come from you, from your example. The other 2% will come from ECF and my short homilies. But these ECF and my homily should be just as a supplement. Then when he listens to it, he knows that, I know this, Father. We actually are correct. The most important thing that he will need to learn is that spiritual formation does not stop. Doesn't stop when he's in high school, or when he finishes ECF. It stops when he dies. Today, you're holding a saint, literal saint. And his pure white garment is placed in your hands. So you should continue teaching him, keeping it clean for the rest of your life. So when you are gone, he knows exactly where he needs to go in his faith. So please don't take it lightly. Be a shining and beautiful example of holiness, which always seeks the kingdom of God. Glory to Jesus Christ.